I was trying to get my levels. Okay, now we're here at my levels. All right. Let's all harmonize. Ready? One, two, three. That's what I thought. You know how I said, like, we slap our microphones too much. But I last one thing for me, I cough too much. Like, my throat's always dry. All right, so let's start with some funny news. I keep trying to think. We need to do more, like, Fresno-specific stuff. But that'll be... This might even start the next season, because we're, like...
See, we could do more Fresno-specific stuff, but honestly, who cares about Fresno?
Well, anybody outside of Fresno probably doesn't care about Fresno.
I think they kind of do, because some of our episodes, like, where we talk... Like, the very first one, I think, where we were talking... I don't even remember what it was, but, like, Kearney Park, and we got all those places. Like, that one got us some decent traction.
Really?
So, I kind of... You know, it's one of, like, for us, of course... Well, for me, because I'm not from here, but it would be like, I think I've been half my life here, but still, like, I'm not from here. But that's how much of an outsider I feel like.
So, wait, there's more places in California than the beach?
There's mountains.
In LA and San Francisco? And
desert. Like,
there's more, yeah, there's more to California than LA and San Francisco?
That'd be cool to get, what? Like, other countries to get, like, surveys about, they think, like, half of California is San Francisco and the other half is LA, and then that's it. What about Redding? What about Ukiah? What about Eureka?
The entirety of the San Joaquin Valley.
Literally, weed California. How can you not be interested in weed California? Can you buy weed there? You know what? That's a pretty stupid question.
Well, I mean, you know, there's been people talking about people who come here from England, and they're just totally disillusioned by the fact that you can't reach from one end of the country to the other.
Yeah.
In one
oh
day.
Yeah. They think they could go to New York and LA, like, and Arizona and Washington
today.
In one weekend. Yeah, in one weekend. Like, you must have a private jet. Cause yeah. There's no way.
That was Bob. Yeah. Telling that story. He was when I worked at DPS, and the owner Bob was talking to some people from England. They were in Florida, and like, yeah, we're gonna go to Hollywood tomorrow. He's like, are you gonna fly there? No, we're gonna drive. Like,
you ain't going to Hollywood tomorrow.
You could break every speed limit, you know, and you're not gonna make it. You're not. Texas alone is gonna kill you, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like, you know, and I think they were heading back to England in like a couple days. It's like, if you leave now, you might get there in just enough time to smile at the Hollywood sign and then get on the board your plane
or
at LAX.
Or from the plane, yeah. That's funny. Speaking of Irish, we were talking about Irish earlier. This is a cool story. I like to, that's the thing, throughout the week, sometimes I'll catch stories and I'll, you know, something that catches my mind. And then sometimes I dump them, but there's some that always get my attention, like this one. Because it's a woman from Ireland. She sued an insurance company for $823,000. And she had her injury claim tossed out. And of course, they used the tossed out. After the court saw a photo of her taking part in a Christmas tree throwing competition. Of all the ways, throwing a Christmas tree. Yes,
this is an organized competition.
Yeah. I'm not going to, well, who cares? Her name's in the paper. Camilla Grabska. Is that a cool Irish name? Never heard of that. It's Grabska. So it's like Grabska.
Picturing like caber tossing with ornaments on it.
Wait, so did she receive her injury in the contest?
Okay, so she's 36. She sued RSA Insurance over what she said were back and neck pains from a car crash in 2017. The accident rendered her unable to work for more than 5 years, she said.
But she's taking part in Christmas
tree competition. She also said she could not carry her children, finish basic chores, or lift a heavy bag, and that at times she needed her medication to be brought to her in bed due to the pain. But a photo shown to the Irish High Court in Limerick. Get some good limericks going. Featured Grabska chucking a Christmas tree in January of 2018. So her claim...
That she couldn't lift or work or from all that crap.
So her claim was from a car crash in 2017. Nary a year later, in January 2018, she was there was a photo showing her chucking a Christmas tree. She's a resident of Ennis. She was one of the people photographed tossing a 5-foot spruce tree at the local tree throwing competition.
I gotta know how she threw this thing. Was it like caber tossing, or did she just like line it up Olympian spear
like
tossing?
Spirit? Yeah. Where's the video for this? That's what I want to see. This is my favorite part. The Irish Independent reported that Grabska admitted to Judge Carmo Stewart that she won the competition. Well, I hope the competition paid out more than the $823,000 on it.
Yeah.
That's funny, man. It's very large. Where's the days? Oh, okay. That's good. Okay, so she won the ladies' event. She's featured in the article's lead image, so you're plastered on the paper in a yellow jacket and work gloves and appears to be flinging a tree.
Appears.
Your Honor, that is not what took place.
This is not the Christmas tree you're looking for.
Yeah, this is not the time.
Don't believe the evidence of your eyes.
Don't believe me saying, nuh-uh. Just days before the competition, Grabska had informed doctors of constant pains in her spine, back, and neck. Everything well, that probably would takes place in the
throwing I'm going to say she was probably training for this competition.
Yeah, you know what? That's true. Yeah, if, can that's I train like, for the Olympics? And
I mean, get there's an only one claim? Way to find out if you can throw a Christmas tree. That's to find out that, if you can throw a Christmas tree.
And that's practice, practice, practice.
That's right.
It is a very large natural Christmas tree, and it is being thrown by her in a very agile movement. The presiding judge said, I'm afraid I cannot but conclude the claims were entirely exaggerated. I like this, just a little like asterisk. The court also found footage of her playing with the Dalmatian in the park for about 90 minutes. Well, that's the other proof I need, you know?
See, this is making, you know, the whole thing of grifters, people in the slip and fall grifters,
yeah.
Their lives are getting a lot more difficult because now we...
Social media and social cameras media. Everywhere. Yep. You know, especially in the women's bathrooms, all that stuff, man.
Gross.
Yeah. The report, as well as a simple search of Google, showed her involvement in the... I guess I should look at the picture. You know what? That'll be the thumbnail, maybe. Just her chucking this tree.
It's if you're doing anything in public, everyone's got a camera in their pocket.
And it's going to be on Google.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to wind up in somebody's selfie, man. You got to be, you know... So if you're trying to lay low, if you're trying to be under the radar...
Yeah. Chances are very slim you're going to get
yeah, very this. Slim.
It's like a meme I saw, you know, we were talking about Taylor Swift earlier before we start recording, coming back around to that.
An hour and a half. Like,
I saw a meme. It's like a reporter talking to people at a Taylor Swift concert. One lady's got a towel over her head with her sunglasses over like the towel. Yeah. She's like, she called out for work and called in sick to work to go to the concert. So she didn't want her face seen.
There you go, man. She thought this through.
I've seen that disguise like a lot. Like there was somewhere where people were selling mirrors and you get like funny pictures because you know you take pictures of mirrors. Where there was one where somebody had that get up with the glasses, they look like
The Groucho glasses.
Well, no, they have like just like a towel, but then glasses, just regular sunglasses over so you can't see their face.
Oh, okay.
So it's very like it reminds me of like Sesame Street for some reason. Like, every time I see that picture, like a little Muppet because it's just the floppy towel and then the glasses, you know.
I guess the glasses help keep the towel in place. I don't know, but. Or it just looks funny.
Unless they took the towel and cut eye holes in it and then put glasses, which would make sense, I guess, if you're
walking around like the Elephant Man.
Yeah,
there you go. Oh, that's funny. But I think I've told that story in probably the early episodes, but like I remember my dad had a job he was working at. He was working at a casino maintenance. He was doing construction stuff. And he hurt himself like moving tables or something. So he had a claim. And I remember one time, I was maybe like 8, 9, 10, something like that. And we were at Smart and Final, and we were picking up like a couple stuff. And I remember the dog food, and just my dad's telling me pick that up and put it in. It's just kind of weird that he's sort of like giving me instructions or whatever. And I just thought it was kind of weird. But then as we're leaving or whatever, he was like, that guy was over there watching us. Somebody was following us to make sure my dad doesn't do too much to reject the claim, which was legitimate. So
insurance companies will hire private investigators to follow people around because of all the slip and fall grifters.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And this was 30 years ago. So imagine nowadays where it's like...
Yeah. Jen had... she works at CVS and she has a lot of the slip and fall people come in. She's like, one lady, you can see her right on the camera. It's right at the front door.
Yeah.
She comes in, looks down, sees that there's water on the floor. Kind of looks around, slowly lays down, then, oh, I slipped and fell. wet floor, there was no sign, I slipped and fell.
See, I'm like appalled that it's that like blatant, you know what I mean? Like put a little effort to it, like carry around a bottle of Dawn, but it's always just kind of like lay down and then like,
it's that scene from Friday.
Yeah, that's the thing.
My neck.
Just kind of look around and like split second only look like, oh man, I fell. And that's why he's like, it's not even wet over here, man.
I mean, they actually had to overturn laws a few years ago here in California. It was, for some reason, it was deemed that if you were jaywalking, no matter where you were in the street,
right,
you had the right of way or whatever. So people were...
Oh, yeah. People were just jumping out in front of cars.
Yeah.
Oh, trying to get.
And they were jumping out in front of cars, or if they were in a crosswalk,
yeah,
they would just like lean over and land on someone's car. Oh, this car hit me, and then sue.
Yeah, but they overturned that. Now you have to be in a crosswalk. If you're not in a crosswalk, you're fair game.
Yeah.
That's why I do it also, my GTA. You watch the people on the curb, you know. Like,
that's why whenever transients, you know, are, you know, jaywalking in front of oncoming traffic, I don't slow down. It's really fun to see them try and, you know, hustle their bustle across the street with all of their stuff.
Yeah.
Because this lady's not slowing down for me.
Yeah. I remember, you know, 10, 15 years ago, that was when you saw the proliferation of dash cams explode everywhere. Oh, everyone was getting a dash cam because people, slip and fall grifters, were falling on people's cars at crosswalks and whatnot, saying, it's like, oh, no, you ran me over.
Yeah.
And it just becomes your words against them. The judge was usually going to side with the pedestrian.
Man.
Unless you had a dash cam.
Yeah. I hear that like for a few years now, but when those were first popping up, but in Russia, they're pretty big.
Oh, yeah.
Those are wild, man. They seem like a stunt movie. You just see people launching off ramps and all kind of crazy shit. And it's like,
I was telling Jen she needs to get one because she commutes to Merced every day.
Oh, God.
From Fresno?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
An hour drive. Yeah.
Damn, yeah. That's a long
drive. Fresno Merced up to 99, dude. That's death race right there.
Yeah, you got your Fresno people. You got your Madera people. You got your Merced people. And then not only that, that's not even counting the construction and all that.
Chowchilla and all that in between.
That is not a fun drive. So, when I in the mornings when I go to work, the best was when I work like 5 minutes
Mad
from
Max.
There. Yeah. You just get out and put your little war paint on, and you know your little spike shoulder pads, and you're like, all right, where are you going? I'm going to work. I'm going to work at the preschool center. Oh man. All right, I got this. I wanted to check you guys' opinion since we're car people here. I'd like to say, fairly.
We like cars.
Fairly decent.
Some like Mark more than us. You know, he's hands in cars all day. Mark likes them inside and out. You know, that's how I put it that way.
Like some cars I hate inside and out.
You know cars. Well, I had this sort of
intimate knowledge.
I wanted to see because so lately my little beat up Toyota Camry. My sister was asking about buying it from me. She's had her eye on it, her and my brother-in-law for a while. But they want it now for one of their nieces. She's like, I don't know, 17, 18 now. So she's about to drive. So they want to get it for her first car, you know, not a junker, but like, because it's going to get beat up. You know, it's not going to be.
Never give a teenager anything
nice. Brand new car or, you know, whatever. Always give them a second hand. Well, so as we're kind of discussing about it, you know, this stuff comes up, and also at the same time, my other sister, I'm kind of thinking like she's going to be getting rid of her car because she's getting a van to help with my nephew and disability and stuff. So she's, you know, I kind of assume she would keep them both because one's like your little sporty go around and then one's your work or whatever. But so she's, you know, because we're talking about, so I'm kind of in the middle of like maybe buying her car and while selling my sister's car. Well, the question becomes, like, in you guys' opinion, how would you guys like take into account the price of it, I guess. Like if you were selling to somebody from work, you know, at work, it's fine, but you're not like buddy to them. You have a car that, say, would you look up, first off, would you look up the Kelley Blue Book?
That's kind of for a car that old, Kelley Blue Book is going to tell you no.
Like, what do you mean? It's going to tell you just...
Like, I mean, that thing's 20 years old. How many miles are on it? 200-something?
No, 178, man.
178?
Almost 200-something.
Yeah, it's almost...
It's a 20-year-old Camry. Kelley Blue Book's just going to laugh at you and say, like, get out of here.
You're going to have to pay somebody to take it.
Well, so that's where it comes into account. Like, you know, we're talking about it.
Kelley Blue Book's a scam anyway.
Well, she looked it up, and then right away, you know... So I threw an offer, like, oh, okay, just give me this much. Because, so from my point of view... This is somebody I know, not necessarily like, oh, I care about them and stuff, but it's like, well, it's fine. So I'm not going to try to get – what I would try to sell that, like if I put on Craigslist, would be more than what I would sell it to her in my head, you know?
Yeah, there's that – you know, the discount is directly proportional to how much you like the person you're selling it to.
See, kind of sort of because it's like I let that go for that price because it's like I'm not going to try to make money. But then to make matters
but
more.
But then you've got to have money to get something to replace that with too.
Yeah.
Kind of sort of. Like
so
it's not.
What you would have to do is follow the real estate method.
Which is?
Get comps. start cruising Craigslist and Marketplace, looking at Camrys of roughly the same year, give or take a few years,
right,
and roughly the same mileage, plus or minus, say, 30,000 miles, and just see what those are going for, and that kind of gives you an average, and you're like, okay, somewhere in this range.
See, well, that to me, it's like, you got too, well, first off, it's too much work. I'm not like Googling that kind of stuff. But
I mean, it's going to take, what, 10 minutes? Come on, man.
Okay, so if you sell this car to your sister's niece or whatever.
Yeah, it's and, through her, so I would consider it through my sister, yeah.
Yeah, and you're going to buy your other sister's car. First, ask the other sister who you're going to buy her from how much she's going to charge you.
Yeah.
And then, you know, offer it to them at that price, plus maybe $50 for profit.
For profit, yeah, yeah. See, that's kind of where it's getting, she's like, right, tricky, because it's, and it's definitely my fault for trying to sort of see it like one transaction when it's not. It's completely two transactions, but because my brain is lazy, it tries to, like, take care of it all at once, you know what I mean?
Don't forget, yeah, she's best right, because you got to account smog and DMV fees.
Yeah.
So all that tricky part, so I just had to get a smog, you know, that check engine line's been on there for ages. Well, so...
Until it burned out.
Yeah, I was gonna say, yeah.
Yeah, I thought it burned out, because, so I had to get it, to get it smogged, my dad knew somebody that used to work on it. Something with the hose, he said. I really don't know what it is. I ran the code. It's one of those, like, I'm sure, or maybe Mark, have you or somebody at work experienced like that bastard car that just, there's no fixing it. Like, there's, for some reason, it just always has that little tick.
Yeah, they're usually BMWs.
Really? Like, I'm surprised they still run. I would feel when it gets a tick, it just dies.
I know.
Okay. Well, that's kind of my take that, like, yeah, it's just part of his feature, part of his charm, you know, the check engine.
Now, we've got a number of vehicles that are problem children.
Like, they come
it's
back.
It's like you see them come back, you're like, oh, no.
It's been 3 weeks already.
You start going to the bathroom.
Not again.
Yeah, it's my break time.
Say, I'm done with this. Someone else gets a turn.
So Eddie Izzard line. You'll have to excuse me. My grandmother is on fire.
Yeah. Or you pull the light. Ah, my neck and my back. And you just get out of there.
I have to go now.
You look at your boss like, you want a lawsuit? I'm out of here. Yeah.
I have to go now. My planet needs me.
You just pull out the frame. But yeah, so that's kind of the little tricky part because, all right, let's put in a scenario. It's kind of, I guess, tricky when it's joint because, like, you know, I've known Beth more. But say, if you guys had a car, it's valued $5,000, and I didn't need it, or you guys don't, you know, you're not trying to make money off it, how much would you guys sell it to me for?
$6,000.
Yeah, I'm getting interest on this. Well, no, at the very least, like, the base price, right? $5,000.
Yeah, about, yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of what family, well, to your brother. If you guys were selling it to your brother, how much would you sell it to? $8,000. No, I know he's
loaded. No, we like him, so probably like.
Yeah, but right now I know he's got money, so it's $8,000.
Well, see, that's kind of, I guess, where the tricky part is. That's one reason why I never discuss my finances with nobody.
All those times he tormented you with Over the Hills and Far Away.
or you know, those times he didn't pick you up in high school or something, and you just like start like.
And all those times he told his friends that I was his cousin, not his sister.
Revenge! That old gag, huh? Like, I don't know who this is. Why are you speaking to me as you're just bawling because you've been stuck out there for hours or something? So that's, I guess, kind of that's the tricky part.
All the times I was trying to get rest in the afternoon, and his friends were in his room being rowdy and smoking weed.
Oh, yeah. I thought banging the pots and pans or something. Like, oh, I am so great.
Just no, nothing. It's just, you know, four boys in a room. They're going to get into trouble.
Yeah, yeah.
You get
sober or not, you can't leave four guys in a small room.
You can't leave one guy alone, man. We're just antsy in our pantsy, man. We just gotta,
shenanigans will ensue.
Yeah, just looking
around. Yeah, good example of that is when we moved out of that house, we moved a chair that was in Aaron's room and found a big hole in the wall.
Oh, wow.
Oops.
How'd that get there? Yeah. That came with the house. Yeah. It's one of them breathing holes.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
That's extra storage.
Extra circulation. Yeah, extra storage. Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, I guess him and his friends were being rowdy and one fell into the wall.
I've heard about people falling into walls, and it's
not a defect. It's a feature. We call that the Anne Frank method.
Head first into the wall.
That's bad. Oh, Mark.
Is it too soon?
Lord, I apologize. If you're starting pygmies down there in New Guinea, amen.
Is that too soon? Well, yeah, so I thought that was kind of interesting as far as, like...
it's been 8 years. Is it still too soon?
It's still too soon. But, yeah, so that's kind of my take on, like, sort of how you consider...
I'm going to hell.
Because, like, for me, like I said, I'm not trying to make money off it, but I'm not going to, like, give it away necessarily. You know what I mean?
If they're expecting...
A discount
yeah. or you to, you know, treat them with, you know...
Kid gloves.
Yeah, kid gloves or whatever. Give them special treatment because they're related, then... Definitely charge up.
Now I'm moving that decimal to the other side.
Yeah.
I mean, all that back pay on babysitter fees starting to come around, too.
Well, I never babysitted her kids.
Oh, okay.
That's for, like, my sister here that I'm buying from and be like, you know, give me the babysitter's discount, you know?
Oh, okay.
But it's like, you know, give me a discount on this car and I'll always be there to watch the kids.
But that's the inverse thing, though, where it's like, where then I expect a discount, so that makes me the piece of shit, you know? So it's kind of like, well...
No, this is back pay.
So it's like, for me, it's like, hey, I want a discount. And from others, it's like, hey, you don't get no discount. You know, so it's kind of critical.
It's like being reasonable for that old of a Camry, even with, you know, under 200,000 miles. I'd say about maybe 700.
A little more than that. Camrys, because it's a Camry of that generation.
I hope my sister doesn't listen to this episode because I'm like, holy shit, that's way below my Blue Book value.
Yeah, the Tony Blue Book.
I don't know how much weed you got on you.
I mean, it's not bad enough that the amount of gas in the tank affects the resale value. Camrys of that generation, some cars that the amount of resale value, like my mom's Jetta.
Yeah.
The resale value.
Your mom's Jetta's piece of shit.
the resale value of that vehicle is directly proportional to the gas in the tank. The amount of gas in the tank.
Wait, at the time of selling?
Yes.
Yeah, because that's the only valuable thing in that car.
Well, I was seeing the thing. Wait a minute. So how higher does it go if I give it with the full tank of gas?
Yeah, I mean, that's a 12-gallon tank, $4 a gallon.
Woo, yeah.
Yeah, baby.
$4.35. I just put gas in it 2 days ago. Yeah, fuck that.
But actually, you know, that generation of Camry, that early thousands, they've got a rep for being good little vehicles. And it's the four-cylinder, isn't it?
No, it's six.
Six-cylinder, okay. Yeah.
It runs decent.
Yeah, it's just like physically it's got his little hiccups, you know. And that's kind of where, like, I don't want to put more money into it. It's going to need new tires this year for sure. My take is, like, right now when I'm driving it and when it's rainy and wet out there, like, I'm not slipping and sliding all over the place. It's pretty good, you know.
Well, if you do the penny test. If you can't see Lincoln's hair, you're still okay.
Well, mine has a giant hole in it, so, I mean, I don't know how to take care of that. The penny. Penny's got a giant hole in it.
Oh. I was about to say, your tire?
Yeah. It's got a big old hole in it. I put a little piece of gum in there. And it's all good.
It's all right.
It gets there. But yeah, so that's
kind of... Get a big league chew. It's going to be okay. Big league chew. Oh, man. Just don't use Fruit Stripe. It'll always fail you.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Does it ever.
It'll let you down.
Yeah. And two bites, and the flavor's gone, and now it's cement, you know? That's all it is. You can use it to patch a hole in the drywall.
It makes good weather caulking, though.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it's waterproof.
Yeah.
All right, so that was kind of my little thing. It's kind of, I don't know, like now it's getting closer. And now it's smogged. It's registered for another year and stuff like that. But
that brings it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they have 2 years before they have to smog it again.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say it's going to pass next time, but it's going to be close. So, yeah, because the
chicken is going back. Honestly, I would say when 2000 might be a decent price for that.
See, and that's, well, I don't want to give out too much info. They don't listen to my show anyway. I'm going to give out her social security number. It's 315. Just to stick it to them. Well, speaking of family, next weekend
But what are you buying?
Oh, like what's the other car?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's your new wheels going to be?
Well, it is settled because I already got it, so it doesn't matter. It was just kind of the selling part. It's not done. Just last night, the deal was finalized, and I'm getting the car, and so I'm not going to go to that. Oh, it's a Toyota. I guess it's a crossover. Maybe they call them. I don't know. It's the RAV4, but it's like the small RAV4.
Those are good little cars.
It's a four-level cylinder. It's sporty. It's zippy.
Yeah.
It has a backup camera, so I can see the guys. I'm mowing them down from taking my parking spot. You piece of shit.
That's right.
Nothing specific there.
Yeah.
But real quick, before we get to the actual show,
those are solid cars, man.
Mm-hmm. That's why Toyota, you know, even though they put the mats that kill people and, you know, they
That was just in Prius.
but it's just, that was all like, it was fault. People were saying that the gas was, the gas pedal was faulty, but it was people's fault for the pad.
Yeah, the floor mats, would slide forward and bunch up under the seat, under the pedals.
It's like my Scion, I don't know if it was a result of that, because before they just had those little sticky things on the bottom that's supposed to keep them in place.
Yeah.
My car has little hooks.
Oh, yeah,
that
yeah.
grab onto them to keep them from scooting forward.
Sliding around. Yeah, I see those, yeah. Well, even the camera, I use like this, it's an aftermarket one, but it's a rubber one, and that one doesn't slide around. It's nice. And best, you could take it out and rinse it off or something if you get a little too nasty in there.
Nasty in the pasty.
So next weekend is my niece's birthday. Well, actually, it's not her birthday. My nephew's birthday just passed, but in February. And hers is coming up at the end of March. So they're kind of doing a combo instead of like 1 month apart celebrating. So they're going to do like birthday at the same time for boy and the girl. And one thing my sister was talking about last time was to get in like a magician. Like, you know, just kind of throwing it out there. Because it's going to be a dinosaur theme, but she was just talking about it for entertainment, thinking about it.
Can we get a magician one of those inflatable dinosaur outfits?
Where he's running around like that? Well, that's what my very first thought was, like, I'm going to buy one of these suits and just run around and, you know, do all that thing. But my favorite one is the suit where it's sometimes an alien, but when it's the dinosaur holding the little dude. Mm-hmm. So, like, your head pops out of the guy and you got little legs and, you know, you're like, the dinosaur's got me. I like that one.
But Scar the Children.
Oh, yeah, for sure, yeah. I keep trying to find...
Phil's character.
That alien one, there's one with, like, a little kid and he does, like, a really good acting job. Like, he's being abducted from like the truck or something and he's like, help, and he's running around, you know, with his little alien feet, and his dad's like trying to save him, and he's, you know, diving at it. It's pretty funny. I can't find it no more, but yeah. That's so cute. She's talking about being a magician, and one of those like kind of dreams I've had of and I still like it now, but magic. I've always liked magic, from your card tricks, illusions are awesome, all that crazy stuff. Ever since I was a kid, I've always seen the little magic kits and thought that'd be cool with your little wand, and, you know, it's a licorice stick, or I don't know. But, like, so I told her kind of half jokingly, like, what if I do some trick? I don't know any, obviously, but what if I do,
well,
like,
what do kids know?
Yeah, what kids do the old, you know, coin and just throw it over my head? Like, they don't know that.
You can do the find the quarter behind an ear thing.
Just be like, dude, like, what I would do is just kind of shove their faces that way while I'm, like, trying to fiddle with the.
To be like that Family Guy where they're, No, it was either Family Guy or South Park. I can't remember. I think it was South Park. Or is like Jesus doing his miracles. He's now everyone turn around.
Turn around.
Now turn around.
Turn around. Yeah.
He pulls out all this fish. Look at what I've done.
Look what I did with one fish or whatever. Yeah. That's one. I think of that all the time. Or he does a little like, oh no, that's from Family Guy when he's like, da 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 da. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Stewie went to the past. He's like, yeah, it turns out Jesus' miracles were really overrated.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah. He's like, da da da. Yeah, that's funny. but so I told her about, you know, what about just half jokingly. And then, so yesterday, by chance, I think it was yesterday or the day before, I was driving to downtown, like way downtown, Venice and no man's land. And I saw a sign in this little like building in the middle of other kind of like business areas. What are they, commercial buildings?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it said Hocus Pocus. And so I was like, what is that? And so I was supposed to be working. So I parked somewhere for like 40 minutes while I diddled on my phone. And so I was looking it up, and they have a website. And you can actually buy kits there, and, you know, they show you how to. At first, I thought I could hire somebody from there, but I saw kits there, and I thought, like, that's kind of cool.
And they show you how to use them and do the tricks?
I assume so, yeah. I assume they don't ask for your, you know, professional magician ID or something, because, you know.
Is that a thing?
Well, I hope not, because I'll do the whole, like, I'll hold it up, and I'll be like, ah, see? And they're like, now you have to buy it, sell it to me.
But the real question is, do you get a cool hat?
I think you have to buy that.
Come with a top hat, man. No go.
Or top hat, you need a cape.
Or you do that, you know, you pop it out and it's like, oh no, somebody forgot the rabbit in here.
Oh, I won't be pulling a rabbit out of my hat after all.
you hear the little squish as you put it on your head. But I saw like a few tricks and, you know, you read the descriptions and I thought, oh, that's pretty cool. And then I stumbled, because you could buy... Like, I don't know about necessarily lots, but you could buy kits or of say like a magician that made his little trick and then sold it to him or something. Mm. So you could buy like these and they tell you a description of it. But amongst those different items you could buy, I saw like this little fold down, it looks like a square, but it pops up to like a 6 foot tall. It's a puppet booth. You know, with like the little curtain.
Oh, cool.
Well, for some reason.
Chips and ice cream.
Well, I've had, like, as a kid, too, when I watched Punch and Judy, I remember that. That's a classic one. I thought, like, what if I do a puppet show, man? I've always liked puppets. I like watch, making voices.
That scene from Sound of Music with the Goatherd and the little girl.
Explain, because I've never seen Sound of Music. So.
Yodelay, yodelay.
It was like the little. The story of a little
herder boy, and he falls in love with a local girl, basically, and they just yodel at each other.
Oh, that's cute. That's cute little. But I thought
he's got lederhosen. Yes, he does. Oh, he has to.
But that'd
be
cool.
Look up that scene.
That'd be cool to, like, you know, just do a little puppet show, but then it's a half baked thought. Or fully baked, I guess, for me. But so I thought about that for a sec, and then I thought, like, I even started, like, going deep into it. Like, I started thinking, like, has anyone ever done that before, where I would put, like, a tiny camera on the outside so I could see, like, what I'm, you know, where I'm acting? Because it wouldn't be, like, where I pop my head up. Like, I like the sort of the mystique of all animals or whatever, and it'd be, like, where I could
watch. Where you could see the kids, make sure they didn't all just go away.
Well, see, that's funny. Is like, where's that? Let's see. Where is it? It's late. It's the first one, but I almost hit the that would have been funny. The yelling guy, Wilhelm's gonna be out. But I thought, but
is there still that like 5 second delay?
Oh yeah, for sure it has that.
Yeah, about 3 seconds.
I didn't even know if I had pushed it, and it's like lower than the other one. That's what throws it off. I'd have to like hike up the volume. But so like. So I could watch the kids and be something, you know, be like talking to them, you know, be like, yellow shirt boy, like, you know, bring me that stick or something. So I thought that'd be kind of funny to have like a little camera, you know, or a screen inside with me or something like that. But then I had to stop because I was like, it wasn't that expensive.
You're getting too crazy.
Well, I started going with my niece has a little duck puppet. So I started going, okay, well, it's dinosaurs. I could look up. I didn't do this part, but I could look up dino puppets online. You can
reenact that scene from Fantasia where the T-Rex is killing the Stegosaurus.
What? I was going to say Jurassic Park.
If I do Jurassic Park, it's only to do the eating the guy in the toilet. That's all I want. That.
Yeah.
Once you got
that's the only part the kids like anyway.
Toilet!
Yeah. The guy goes, down the toilet, he got eaten. His pants are down. That's funny.
Or I could do like the manger babies, like Luann, you know? Hee-haw, remember that? Yeah.
Like from Mr. Bean?
No.
The dinosaur shows up to the manger scene.
No. What you call it? Not Family Guy. The other cartoon, King of the Hill. Luann, she had manger babies.
Manger babies. I forgot about manger babies.
Yeah, manger babies, man. I remember when they first did it, and I was like, oh, that's awful. But like, she had a little career out of it, you know?
Good. Yeah, she actually made it work pretty well.
Yeah, did manger babies. And she also became the weather girl.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, when she was invisible. Or no, you could see just floating boobs or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was funny. That's a good one. Poor, what's her name? Nancy. Nancy Gribble, because that's when she got pushed out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's another King of the Hill wrap up.
Well, that's what she gets for cheating on her husband.
Yeah.
She's just getting a migraine treatment, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Massages and therapies, yeah.
That always cracked me up. Dale's like, all right, I'm going to go down to the store. I'll watch over her. And it's kind of like, well, thank you, John Redcorn. But
yeah, he always thinks that John Redcorn is like his friend and helping him out. And he's like baiting his
wife. He kind of is, but he's still laying down.
Well, I mean, because he assumed John's gay.
Yeah, that's right. He thinks John's gay.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I remember that.
The episode where he finds out his dad's gay.
Oh, that's the yeah. That's like, the
John Redcorn must be gay too.
Yeah.
Well, it's like because he thought his dad was a CIA agent or a government agent.
Because he's
like,
so mysterious.
And he was hiding a secret from him, so he just figured his dad was a government agent, and it just turns out his dad's gay. He's like, later on, Nancy's like, "You're sure you're okay with your dad being gay?" "Sure, I'm sure. John Redcorn's gay and he's been my friend for ages."
Yeah, he's like, and what did she say? I think, didn't she say like, he's not gay or something? I don't know.
I think she just kind of like backed away slowly.
Just
like,
just going to leave that there. Just going to let him have this.
It just helps her. You know, I always like those scenes where he's, you know, John Redcorn's rolling out of the window or stuff like that. And then like Hank and Peggy just kind of like look at him. He's like, "Hank, Peggy?" And just walks
out. When Peggy found out, she's just like, I got to tell him. And they realized, don't do it.
It would just kill Dale.
Ignorance is literally
kill
bliss.
Kill Dale. Dale's a good father to
ruin
Joseph
the family, destroyed Nancy's marriage and stuff.
Yeah,
that was always kind of funny that, you know, as that's, I guess, part of Peg. That's why I don't dislike Peg as much as the next person, because she thinks she's better than she is, but she's overall, like, you know, kind of the heart of the show, or, you know, keeps the family together. But, you know, when she's talking Spanish, her awful Spanish
landed her in a lot of trouble in one episode.
Yeah, Peggy's complex, because, yeah, she is a crucial character, but her overzealousness borders on borderline narcissism.
Well, she thinks, you know, she's like the best substitute teacher, and she thinks she's like the best. But I mean, like, you have, like, for me, the episodes like where she takes on Bobby's and is crotch kicking, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a real solid thing. That's my purse.
Yeah. I don't know you.
I will never ever forget
that. I saw a t-shirt with that on it, and, you know, Bobby yelling, it's like, that's my purse. I don't know you.
That's funny.
I saw a meme. I don't know if it's actually in the show, because I don't watch it like you guys do, but it was Dale talking to John Redcorn. He's like, I don't know, John Redcorn, do your people celebrate Thanksgiving? He's like, we did once.
That was there.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that's real. No, we did once.
And they just kind of leave that hanging for a few seconds.
It's funny because it's dark. Oh, man.
If you know, you know.
Well, that was kind of the it I had for wrap up. Anything you guys have a wrap up for?
Yeah, what's up
minutes?
With this Czech Republic thing you sent us?
Oh, well, we'll get to that. So let's wrap this up. We got 5 minutes. We got to get to that 40-minute mark. Get it? 40-minute mark, huh?
Yeah, I am turning 40. Yes.
Oh shoot, that's even
not until October though. We'll both be 40 before you are.
Yeah,
you're the baby.
So I was thinking that actually on the drive. I'm slowly sliding, you know, to wrap up. It's kind of funny because it's to celebrate my 40th birthday, but it's like, I'm already 40 years in here, you know what I mean? Because, like, the first, when you turn 1 year old, you've been here for a year.
Yeah.
So when I turn 40, it's kind of weird that you start thinking, like, oh no, I'm turning 40 years old. Like, well, when you're going to celebrate, you've already done it. You've already been here the 40 years. So it's kind of pointless.
You've completed your 40th trip.
You completed the 40th trip around the sun or whatever. So it's kind of like, who cares, you know? So that's kind of the best.
By the time you celebrate being 40, you're already 40 plus.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That is kind of a weird thing.
And
I thought about it.
Yeah. So I was thinking on the drive.
Yeah, you'll be turning 40 on Easter. So you could say, wake up and say, nah, just kidding. I'm actually 39.
April Fool's. Oh, no, wait, that's the day before.
That was a few years ago.
When Easter was on April
Fool's? Easter was on April Fool's a few years ago. And the memes.
Oh. So if you want any
like,
more.
You know, Jesus coming out of the tombs like, April Fool's.
Huh? And it's kind of like, gross, dude. Get your ass back in there, skeleton boy.
Easter.
Look at that. Now the energy levels say 8-8.
Estera.
What is it?
Estera.
Oh. Estera, yeah.
What?
That's the pagan term. Well, not term. It's the pagan holiday that the Christians overlaid with.
Yeah. For Easter?
For Easter, yeah.
Captured and then metamorphosized and turned into Easter.
Yeah, because, you know, I don't know what age you start asking, like, what the fuck does rabbits have to do with Jesus?
Say, Jesus, nothing. Estera, everything.
Well, that's why I start, you know, thinking or it's a much better story. Like, it's a story of when Jesus died and he came back as a bunny rabbit. How does that not, like, sound
decent? Lays chocolate.
Yeah, and lays chocolate eggs. And you start following little bunnies. And look at these little chocolate bites.
There's an Eddie Izzard get bit about that. And it's like the chocolate for the wood on the cross. Well, you guys tell me. I have no idea.
That's one thing I love. I love asking, you know, people of the various Christian faiths, you know. It's like, so what day is Easter?
Oh, man.
What is the actual date of Easter?
And why does it change? Like, you know.
Yeah, why does it change every year?
Thanksgiving
is on the last
Sunday.
Yeah. Like, no. What is the actual date
that Jesus came back?
So the death or resurrection of the most important person for presumably the next 1,000 years, and
nobody
one
wrote
down
a day. It's the same thing with, you know, Jesus' birth. I think in the movie Religious, Bill Maher was talking to, you know, a pastor about this, and he's like, nobody bothered to write down a date. He's like, okay, so, you know, if you're one of Jesus' disciples, one of his biographers, essentially,
Peter,
ask him what day he was born on.
Excuse me, Jesus?
I'm sure they used a calendar system of some sort.
But yeah, the calendar system has changed over the years. But
well, that's why I
if
like
they
people
wrote down a date from back then, they would be able to use, you know, math and figuring and figure out which date it actually was.
I mean, we know when Julius Caesar crossed the Rubicon, a calendar system was in place.
At that point, yeah.
The Ides of March, that was a thing.
That was a thing, yeah.
It happened, I swear. that's recorded in other, you know, stuff.
Yeah.
That's what's funny, that, you know, the Bible is like, well, they somehow, you know, record it when Jesus was born, when Adam and Eve were there, but they didn't record Jesus' birthday. Like, eh, we forgot.
Yeah.
You got Methuselah, as I always like that name, as 900 and something years old, but Jesus only made it
33. We were talking about that the other day. You know, people in the Bible who, you know, Old Testament say they're, you know, 700 and something years old. And it's like, we figured out that, you know, because the calendar system back then was completely different from the calendar system now. So we thought that maybe they thought each moon cycle would be a year.
Yeah.
And that's how they recorded it. Because that would, you know, we like did the math. It's like, yeah, that would put him at about 80 years old. You know?
Oh, I see. Yeah. Times, you know, 12 and,
A lunar cycle. Well, I mean, the moon phases, that's about 28, a month.
Yeah, 28 yeah days, roughly. Roughly.
Yeah. So if you're 700 months old.
Yeah.
I'd
believe it.
We had an in-depth conversation about that the other day.
But then that gets weird, though, about, like, you know, these names or these people, like, where has anyone met a Methuselah? Like, what origin is his name?
You know? Methuselah actually sounds like a name that you would have in the Middle East.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
In Jerusalem. But, you know, Peter, Paul, John,
Luke.
I mean, Leviticus, that sounds Roman. Okay, so roll with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell damn Leviticus? What does that say?
Mark?
Yeah.
Not a lot of big guys from the Middle East named Mark.
Yeah. My name is Paul. Methuselah. Yeah.
Paulie. How are you? My name is Paul.
Yeah, were these guys tech supporters?
Tech support.
Or he's sitting there, you know, like rattling off his name, and Jesus or whoever is kind of like, I'm just going to call you Paul. All right, fine. It works for me.
It's like I read something somewhere that, whether it's true or not, you know, I was trying to do my own research, but I didn't care enough to do my own research.
Yeah.
So that Jesus couldn't have been his name because the letter J didn't exist in that area Arabic that alphabet. Time. Yeah.
It was more likely his name was something like Yahshua.
Yeah.
Or Jehovah. I thought that was the whole point of that. Let's not get into that.
Jehovah is Latin.
Doesn't sound very Latin to me. From what two Latin words I know, that doesn't sound.
I know. It doesn't end in S.
Us. Us. Yeah.
Biggest stickus. Darius Maximus.
Yeah.
I have a very good friend named Bickus.
Do you find something funny about Bickus?
Tell me, Centaurian.
I wonder if anybody would
Bickus Dickus is not going to like this.
Well, you know what? I wonder if this joke tracks with people in the Czech Republic, which we're going to talk about next. So now to the show. Here we go.